when you went fishing, I don't think we talked about, did you use boats? Or
oh, yeah.
And what did you call the boats? Were they?
Skiffs.
And the bait for the fish?
Well, we used crickets and roaches mostly. Mm-hmm. My father was a great fisherman, and we go up on the lake here in the buggy. He was when he was a traveling salesman, I had to paddle the boat, and that's where I got my distaste for fishing. I had to sit in that boat all day and paddle that boat while he'd catch the fish. We'd leave here on Friday, take along a skillet like that one out there, maybe two or three of them, a sack of meal and salt and lard and coffee. And we'd go up there and fish all day and catch a string of fish about that long. We'd come back to the campsite and clean those fish, and he'd start cooking them. Make a big whole cake of bread and a big pot of coffee and those fish. And boy, boy, I've seen him eat 20 of them.
Did you use any kind of worms? What I'm wondering is what.
Well, we did use red worms. We used those, but crickets.
Would they be the small?
The red worms are the small ones. These other old worms, the earthworms, they were the big ones. The red worms were much better if we could get them, but you could hardly, they were hard to find. But we used most of crickets because they were so plentiful. Crickets and roaches.
How about the little fish, what did they call them?
Minnows?
Yes.
Yeah. We used minnows, that was for trout fishing. But he loved to fish for brim. He'd rather fish for brim than anything because you'd catch so many more of them. You could find a brim bed and you could catch 20 or 30 right quick. Mm-hmm. Where they were nesting, you know, they, what do you call it when they?
School?
No.
You school of fish?
Spawning. When it was spawning, that's the time to catch them. Why could you catch them?
What word did they use to get the boat into the water? Did they use the word launch?
Well, they were already launched. They were already in the water, tied up to a tree or something. The row of boats would be tied with a chain around a tree. Mm-hmm. They were already, of course, you could, when you put them in, you launched them, but they were there, already in the water. The boats were already there.
And did you play with horseshoes?
Oh, yeah, we had horseshoes. Mm-hmm. Horseshoes and washers.
Did you ever hear anybody call a horseshoe game quoits or quoits?
No, not that. Just
kites?
Yeah, that is a game, all right, but they never referred to it by that name. Another thing, you split it, cut holes, and use these big washers about that long and pitch them for the holes. Had three holes and then pitch the washers, these big washers. That was quite a game.
Which of these terms did you say is a game that you know about? Did you say kites, or quoits, or
no,
cates?
No, we didn't call it either one of those. It was horseshoes.
Uh-huh. And in playing tag, what was safe? What did you call the place that was safe?
Home base, I guess.
Base.
And whoever was it.
Uh-huh.
It. If somebody was it.
Mm-hmm. And if you played hide and seek?
Home free.
Home free. And what would you do if you got behind a bush and hid? How did you get down?
What we would do, we all boys all wore hats in those days. We'd get behind a bush and swap hats. Stick some hat, that's the hat out. Oh, you one, two, three for so-and-so. And you raise up, it wasn't that at all. He was home free, see?
I see.
We swap hats and fooled it up here, you know. We used to do that all the time, swap hats. Somebody would say, have a brown and somebody black hat, would you swap hats with and poke just a hat out around the corner, around behind a bush. I'll go, one, two, three for so-and-so. Mm-mm, you're wrong, I'm home free.
And how did you describe your act of getting behind the bush, getting down? The thing I'm looking for there is scrooch down, scrunch down, hunker down, squat down.
We'd call it squatting.
Squatting.
We'd squat. We'd squat.
While we think of this, do you the act of men getting down on this part of, you know, they're down like this,